Dave Moore on Today FM.
I actually generally don't know whether this fella's going to talk to me. His name is Neil Delamere. He is a stand-up comic, and I got him up very early this morning because he's in here at 11 o'clock, which is very early for a stand-up comedian, but not as early as the last time I got him up.
You're a disgrace. You're an absolute disgrace. Oh, we're doing mayhem. Oh, are we doing mayhem?
Yeah, we're doing mayhem.
You're doing mayhem where we have to interrupt each other's shows. Why don't we interrupt Matt Cooper's show that starts at 4:30? Why don't we do that? Why don't we interrupt Ray Foley's show? No, let's interrupt Ian Dempsey's show.
Yeah.
And what was your bright idea? Let's get comedians, basically second only to vampires and whale worlds for their nocturnal activity. And I went, okay, Dave, because you were my friend.
Yes,
and
you said, you were very kind.
I am going to get you and I'm going to get other comedians to do a choristers. And would you dress us up?
You were in my comedy choir and dressed up.
And were you going to dress? Oh, no, you were going to have some semblance of your normal toddler attire and we were going to dress
like people.
Yeah, let's not go
Altar
there.
Boys.
Yeah, Alan Jones.
And yeah,
there
yeah.
were some weird memories there. But at least I thought, well, you know, if you're going to do something silly as that, can we sing our own lyrics?
No, we
can't sing our own lyrics. He's going to have some amazing, like, this is his thing. He's going to have some amazing comedians. He's going, okay, I'm going to do it because I'm his friend, but he's going to have Kevin Hart. He's going to have whoever's in the movie junket. He's going to have Jack Black. He turns up to that. No, three lads who I saw last week who were all in my phone book. Willa White,
Eric Lawler and Fred Cook. Listen, it's hard to get comedians up early in the morning, Neil.
We didn't even win. Matt Cooper, Elmo.
He didn't win either.
No, I know. I think he got to the final, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No.
Right, well... You're a disgrace.
He's literally called me a disgrace on something because getting up early is the worst thing. But today...
Yes.
Like, I don't need you to get up at about half an hour ago. Like, but you got up earlier again because you went on the telly.
Yeah.
You see, look...
You see telly, baby.
If you want to go see Neil Delamere, I will highly recommend you go see him in Vicar Street, actually, this coming Saturday, June 7th. NeilDelamere.com/gigs is the website to go to. The tour has been massive,
yeah,
my friend.
We're on 75 or 80 dates at the moment, so we'll do about 100 in the end. You could keep going, but I would get bored out of my mind, to be honest.
Because you're doing it's the same structure, I guess, of the show.
No, it's the same show, pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean,
you do a lot of crowd work and stuff.
Yeah. Bit of crack with the audience and then go straight into the stuff. I've had some great people this time.
Okay, so go on, because I love this, because I see clips on your Instagram and stuff of the different kind of interactions you have with
one
people.
One of my favourite ones, last time in Vicar Street was a guy in the front row. What do you do? My name is Alan. What do you do, Alan? I work for On Post. It gets better than that, says Alan. I said, why? He goes, this is my wife. Her name is Lana. Lan and Alan, his wife is an anagram of Alan. And I was like, and you work for On Post, so you like sorting out letters, right? And I put that online, and then other people reminded me that there's another anagram there of Alan
yes.
and Lana that we're not going to get into.
No, we don't need to get all, Neil. Thank you very much.
But my audience really got onto it online. I had another guy, I said, what do you do? And he goes, oh, I'll never forget this, I'm a panel beater, and I do very well. And I was like, okay, I didn't ask you how well you did, but that's great.
That was very important.
And then I said to his wife, what do you do? And she goes, I'm a driving test instructor. I was like, that is an absolute scam, isn't it? That's what that is. That's just, I'll pull out into traffic there. No, you don't need to check your mirrors. Don't signal maneuver. Smash. Oh, no.
Here's a car. Here's a business card.
If only there was a conveniently placed panel beating business around the corner.
And he does very well.
So there were some of the ones.
I did notice that there's a clip of you talking about triathlon training
that has gone a little bit viral,
which was wasn't from this particular tour. It was a while back, was it?
But I put it up again because this is kind of triathlon season.
Right.
So
yeah.
I gave a tip, which is basically I've only ever done like two triathlons, but the tip was if you join a triathlon club and you're going to go for a swim and you don't know what lane to go in,
because the lanes are based on your swimming abilities, I presume.
Yes, you don't know any of that and you might be a bit nervous. Look at what's written on people's caps.
Okay.
So I turned up to my one and I saw Dublin Ironman. I was like, no. And I saw Paris Triathlon.
Wow.
Paris Ironman or something. No.
No.
That's a Peppa Pig. Anyway, that is the lane for me, Dave. And there was a woman there and she was about 75 and she didn't care. She was competing with herself. She didn't care about anybody else. She was brilliant. She had Bailey's in her water bottle. She was wearing the goggles you get from a sunbed. A tiny little woman used her an inhaler as a snorkel, right? And I said to her, do you have any tips? And she goes, yeah. She goes, take a caffeine tablet because it'll take 5 minutes off your bike riot. And I was like, brilliant. Today's bread today.
She was
brilliant. And then she goes, but you might poo on yourself.
Oh, I've heard that about those caffeine things, yeah.
Well, I just thought, what an amazing dealer she would be. Take this, it's a performance-enhancing drug or a laxative. When will I know? When it's too late.
When you're on the bike.
Are you on the bike? Are your socks wet? Yes. It's all gone wrong for you. But I put this up and then, like, professional triathletes started sharing it.
Oh, okay.
And then triathlon clubs started sharing it. And it's one of those ones that's relatable if you do that particular sport, I suppose.
Brilliant. Right, well, keep an eye on at Neil Delamere Comedy is where you need to go to keep an eye on that kind of video posting, but also neildelamere.com/gigs.
I have a fact about the weekend for you.
Go on, I love
it. Do you know that Doris Day and Daniel Day-Lewis got married? Did you know?
Go on.
And then Darren Day. Doris Day and Darren Day got married.
Right.
And then they had, their kid is the weekend. So rather than having him having just Day Day, that was going to be his surname.
He just I've workshopped those in maybe just go to the international upstairs, try that one out.
I just wanted to tell you the worst joke. Oh, can I tell you when I channeled you on the worst joke I've ever heard?
Okay.
I did Countdown. Now, this is giving us away in a few weeks. The Countdown conundrum will be Interfuse. Sorry about that, but
wow,
it's Interfuse.
Okay. Interfuse.
And he looked at me and he goes, have you ever heard that word? And I went, yeah, you know that film Interviews with a Vampire? And he stared at me like he genuinely wanted to kill me. And I knew that you'd laugh at
yes,
that.
Yes, so, that's excellent. There's a voice on it from Deck.
Dave, does Neil have a photographic memory? Because sometimes when he's finishing up on a gig, he's able to tie all the lads into one story, which is absolutely brilliant. I've seen him a couple of times in my experience Beagle Tent. He's an absolute genius. Love his stuff.
Calm down now, Deck, with the absolute genius comments there. Like, I don't need this fella to be going out with his giant ego that big. But what he means, I suppose, is that like you'll do a bit of crowd work at the start.
Yep.
You'll have Alan and you'll have Lana and you'll have... And then at the end, you'll be able to either tie them all into one story or be able to just even referencing their names at the end is impressive considering you've done another hour and a bit of comedy.
Yeah, a lot of the time you can, as you thank them all, you can weave them into another little kind of scenario.
Right, but I don't have
a photographic memory. I'd love to have a photographic memory, but I don't. And usually, you know this thing about when you're chatting to the audience, sometimes you put stuff online and you get some, and it's usually some American person going, it's a fix! And you go, what do you think we do? You think we have a retinue of actors, a company of actors and a minibus pulls up to the Spiegel tent and goes, you, David, today your name is Alan.
Yes. You, sit down there and tell me you work for Unpost. Yes. Your wife's name is Lana.
Here's your script. Learn it immediately. And I pay day rates for all my players.
Yes, yes.
What they don't realise, of course, is if you talk to somebody in the front row and you don't get anything out of it, which happens sometimes.
You just don't post
you
it.
You don't put that video up. But no, I don't have a photographic memory, no.
Okay, you do, you are a fit man. You're a man who's done triathlons. You recently put yourself in the position of playing football.
Oh.
Tell me
last week
who you were playing with.
Oh, you're going to get excited. So, there was a football match organised in Crusaders FC and a friend of mine said to me, Shane Todd, comedian in the North, said, will you play this game? It's a game of comedians and unfit people and actors and all the rest against the Premier League Legends team. Now, normally these have one fella who once went to a Premier League match or had a trial with Burnley.
Gotcha,
you know what I mean?
Okay, okay.
So we line up and the other team has... Ryan Giggs, Carol Poborski, Jason McAteer, Keith Gillespie,
wow.
Jermaine Pennant, Clayton Blackmore, Dimitar Berbatov, and Stillian Petrov.
No
and
way.
Our team had gout, asthma,
arthritis,
and cerebral palsy. And none of those things, I'm not talking about any of those things. Yeah, it was insane.
So who did you end up, what position were you playing and who did you end up marking?
I thought Giggs is good, but I reckon I have a way around him, right?
So around my plan, Ryan Giggs, the most decorated Premier League player of all time.
This is my plan, right, was to run directly at him and at the very last minute, introduce him to my brother's sister. Or to my brother's wife, even.
That's a joke to my sister-in-law, if you know Ryan Giggs' previous checkered history.
That would distract him. I think that he loves his sister-in-law.
Did it work?
No. It was amazing. At one point, the ball was in my general vicinity, Dave, and I thought, this is my mum's glory. But what I didn't realise since the last time I played football is that aliens have put my mind into a much slower man's body in the intervening time.
Right.
And I ran after the ball and grass grew, Dave. It took that long.
So your feet got stuck in the grass. It just slowed your pace.
You know how long it took me to get to the ball? We could have played the second half in the completest children's hospital. That is how long it took me to get to the ball. But they were unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because, I mean, let's be honest. If you put a team of Premier League legends up against... What you said it was in Crusaders.
Yeah.
If you put them up against Crusaders' first team, I think you might see an even match.
Yeah.
But if you put them up against a load of comedians and actors, like, this is where you see the difference. I mean, presumably they didn't even have to run.
They scored a goal while we were playing three goalkeepers. We had three of the biggest lads I've ever seen in goals, and they still scored a goal. They were absolutely brilliant, and they kind of let us, for the first few minutes.
And then
if we annoyed them, they just hammered.
Did you guys manage to score?
Oh, yeah, no, we did score, We have a few okay footballers, and we also then had, we had MMA fighters. We had Paddy Barnes, who's won a little bit medal.
Right.
And we had the guy from Blue Lights, and we had Shane Todd and Shane. And we had a couple of guys from Cliftonville as well, who obviously want to mix it up with.
Totally.
Some of those guys are quite handy, you know?
I've been offered a couple of times to play in these kinds of games against particularly Manchester United players.
Yeah.
I've always said no.
Why?
Well, I don't want to find myself running through longer grass than I anticipated. And my issue would be that I think I'd be up for it, ready to rock for about the first 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Then I'd just be standing bent over wheezing while Ryan Giggs, tiptoes around me yet again.
Okay, here's the moment when it's really surreal. The ball goes near me. I run around the player who's nearest to me. I cross the ball and we score.
Right, wow, well done.
I look across and ask the person who's nearest to me. I think I was offside. And Keith Gillespie, former Newcastle and Northern Ireland international, goes, no, Jason McAteer played you onside. And you're just going, that's insane.
That's absolutely insane.
But then, of course, now it's built up in my mind and the legends have already begun. People come, where they go? And you go, well, Berbatov looks like he could still play. Berbatov's 44.
I think Berbatov could still do a job.
But he actually...
At United, for sure.
Because you start going, he was never... It's not the pace.
He was never explosive,
Dave. He still has the touch.
Neil Delamere will be doing shows. Vicar Street, Saturday the 7th of June. That's this coming Saturday. Last few tickets available at neildelamere.com/gigs. He's got the Dolan's Warehouse in Limerick later on in August. He's got Noel, you're in the June 27th at the Seamus Ennis Arts Centre. And then you've got a whole UK tour happening as well.
Whole UK tour, So the new tour starts in Spiegelton that man mentioned. In November, so that starts again.
Okay.
Reinventing the Neil. That's the next one.
Reinventing the Neil. Yeah. Achilles Neil coming to an end. Reinventing the Neil. Of course, you have a podcast with a fella called Dave Moore. And I'm sure we'll get to that at some stage. But listen, for now, we'll just say it's back soon.
Back very soon.
Thanks, Neil.
Dave Moore on Today FM.